What's up? Yeah. All right, let's hang up.
Yo, what's going on, man?
Oh shit, I can hear you.
This definitely sounds way better, even in like than the
It
phone call.
does sound better than the phone call. All
Yes,
right.
sir.
So this is our recording. I could probably edit it, of course. So how do you want to start this off?
I don't know, how should we start off? Should we be like, hey, what's going on, guys? You know, something like that. Is that basic?
We gotta have a like
Like a
a
thing we say?
beginning. Yeah, I gotta have a thing we say.
Be, bro. What do we say, man? Is it something we gotta say a lot? Man, God, we're shitty friends.
What's up, potheads and pussies?
Put some heads and pussies. I like it, man.
But that's kind of subjective, you know what I
Yeah.
mean?
You don't want to call people
'Cause
pussies. It's 2021, bro. People can get offended.
also women will get offended. They'll be like, "What's wrong with the pussy?"
Dude, I'm telling you, like, even just this part right here, bro, I was like, shit, this is
Yeah,
me
it's
in the
just this all
background.
yeah, this already is
This is just us fucking
funny
around. This is more of like the deleted scene shit you don't see.
But that's the thing about podcasts. There's no deleted scenes.
Maybe
That everything is said.
what if this one we're doing is more of like a trial one, you know? Like just like let's just figure out what the fuck we're doing. Let's figure out what's going on. Let's figure out what we're gonna say, you know?
Right,
What we're gonna
fair
talk
enough.
about, you know?
Trial one. All right, but we do need a beginning though. We do need like
Yeah,
a
what
way
should
to
that
start
be?
it off, huh? As much as I like potheads and pussies, that's not really gonna fly
Feel
well.
like we should just say something different. Like a lot of people say, "Hey, what's going? What's up? What's up?" You know,
Hey,
I feel like we should say
what's
something different.
good? Yeah, I don't want to be like a, "Hey, what's up, guys?
Exactly.
It's the Map and McGowan show." You know, that's kind of lame. You know what I mean? It's lame.
Yeah,
You
no.
take a hit without me.
Smoke
You
some
stumble
pot, man.
here. Smoke some pot. Oh, I got a great idea.
What's up?
How about we start it off with a drum roll? We both just take our hands and slap them either like on our knees or on our desks or like whatever we have
Dude, we
nearest
gotta
to
do,
us.
or we could do something that's like, we do something that's like something, but we do it a little different every time, you know? Like, you know, let's say,
Probably is like
like every
like
time we start, it's like every time we start off, maybe say a dad joke or something. Now
okay, yeah.
that's a terrible example. I definitely don't want to do that.
No,
I'm
I
thinking
like
of something else.
that. Every time we start an episode off, we have to say a dad joke. I think that's an excellent idea.
Nah, I don't know.
It doesn't really go along with the premise of our show, though, because
Yeah. You're right.
and you know.
What if we said something, but like we introduce ourselves as a different person every time? Like I'm
We
like,
gotta come up with different characters for ourselves.
yeah. I'd be like, what's going on, guys? It's Ryan Reynolds here.
No, you gotta, yeah, come on, man. You gotta come up with a fake person. You can't come up with the first boyfriend that pops up in your head.
Shut up. I would be like, what's up, guys? It's Naruto Uzumaki here. Believe it. Do some dumb shit like that every time we start. We just like say our name, like say like a different name every time.
I was kind of liking the idea at first, but now I'm not really anymore.
Don't
How about a
I think.
song? How about a theme song? How about we sing something before we
Dude,
start?
do you think we should have like a song, like intro kind of thing? Yeah, I feel like we got a song.
I think that we should have. We need to. I don't know. Well, what would you have in mind?
Maybe one. Maybe I'll. Maybe we each pick a song. One for the intro. One for the outro. We'll just decide who gets what.
Wait. No. How about? Okay. I found. I think I have a good intro song for us to sing together.
So you want to do the intro? So you want us to, like, actually sing a song?
Not actually sing it, but like, you know. All right, ready what? For the intro song? What intro song I think we should have?
What's up?
Hold on.
He's got to get his vocal cards ready.
Got to take a dab next. You did the exact opposite.
Oh, shit. Damn, man. You didn't let me tell you, right. Dude.
Ready? Ready?
What's up?
People, let me tell you about my
best friend.
Oh,
yes, sir.
To the end, he's my best friend.
Either that or the Golden Girls theme song, bro. Thank you for being a friend. Yeah, bro.
Loved it.
No?
I don't know. But I feel like now that we think about it, we should probably come with something original, you know?
Yeah. That'd make more sense. What do you think it'd be like original?
See, like, that one song we came up with, Frosty the Dope Man was a jolly happy, so how'd it go?
Frosty the Dope Man, hell yeah, man, I remember that shit, I created that.
He came a knocking at
no,
my
I didn't. He came and he from
gave me a gram and he said, hi, damn, well, can I please have some more?
Yeah, man. I made that song.
You did make this song. My bad. Gordon Ramsay's literally screaming at the top of his fucking lungs in the background.
Let's fucking roll!
I used to, stupid piece of shit. I watched so many memes of Kitchen Nightmares, I actually started watching it. Nathan, I gotta take.
I wanna watch Hotel, what's it? No, what the fuck is it? It's like, something like that. Like Hotel Horror or some shit like that?
I don't know. I forgot. There's Bar Rescue and Kitchen Nightmares. That's the only one that I know.
It's something about. It's like a hotel or some shit like that.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Oh, bro, I gotta tell you something that happened to me today. So you know how at school you need a student ID, right?
Yeah.
So I had to go to get one, and a lot of the times they'll have students like doing the little petty jobs that the teachers don't want to do, or that they don't necessarily want to hire people. There was a girl that was giving me my ID, right? And so I went to the office and I knocked on the door, and then she opened the door and then she just stopped and then just stared at me. She said, "Hi." I said, "Hello. I was just wondering if I could get my card from here." And then like a good like 5 seconds went by and she just was staring at me. She didn't say a word, just staring like right fucking at me. And I'm like, well, I'm like, well, can I get my card? You know, and she's like, yeah, sorry. You have really pretty eyelashes. And bro, That threw me off guard so much, because no girl has ever like looked at me the way that she looked at me and like just said that before. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit was just like very upfront.
Hey, cool beans, man. Just, you know. You know, man? Some people are just really nice. Some people notice the little details about some people, man.
Right?
Not a lot of people.
And that shit made me fucking day, bro. I'm tired of loading these fat dabs and then not getting very big hits. It's making me kind of mad.
It's okay, man. It happens.
But let me tell you another thing that happened to me today. So in theater class, we had an assignment called A Gift to Bring. So we had to bring a gift to class, basically, which was like something that describes us, there that is us. And you know how I sweat really bad, right? Mm-hmm. I happened to just have really bad pit stains that day, so my ass, I was like, you know what, fuck it. I stood up and I was like, all right, listen, y'all. I have really bad pit stains and I sweat really bad, but I don't stink. I never stink, but I just have bad pit stains. And like I explained to them like how like I could be comfortable and like sweat, but I'll be super hot and but not sweat. You know what I mean? And they're like, huh, shit, that's weird. Cause like, that's something I'm insecure about, you know, it's like people noticing my pit stains and being insecure about it. But like, it's not something that like makes me feel some type of way, you know, like I don't let it affect me, but at the same time, it is something like, damn, my pits are wet as a motherfucker. But like, you know, I stood up and I told everybody about that today. I was like, you know what, y'all, my pits are sweaty and I'm proud.
Okay. I'm glad you had a coming out party. Can we get back to English 101?
It was actually acting. Thank you very much.
It's all jokes here, man.
Fair enough. I want some drink, bro. I either need some drink or to get fucked up off this wax right now.
I really need to take that case of beer out of my car. So.
Bro, yeah, do that. Because fucking, I kept procrastinating. Getting that alcohol out of my dad's view, and I got caught.
I'm gonna get pulled over one of these days, and they think I'm fucking drunk. I look at my drunk, and they're like, "What the fuck is this?"
Yeah, you've already fucking destroyed your brain chemistry with how much you've drank already. So sometimes you already sound drunk.
Sometimes people find bad ways to deal with life.
So you're admittedly saying that you chose alcohol to deal with your issues?
Yeah. You know what? I'm not gonna say you're wrong.
All right. Well, I'm proud of you. It's not like everybody else doesn't have a version of release that they use every single day. And then yours was just alcohol. Some people are addicted to other things too, that are a lot worse than fucking that, you know. So I mean, it's still bad, but you knocked it at least. Yeah, talk about alcoholism. You were alcohol for like a fucking you're alcohol for at least 3 months, bro.
It was longer than three months.
At least you admitted it. You're admitting it now that you were drunk, bro. You were a drunk. I mean, like every night, dude. You were drunk. I would call you when you were drunk. It was not fun, bro. Because I was pretty... holy shit, just coughed yourself and died. All right, you guys. Nathan is now dead.
What?
He's back. He's back now. He's resuscitated.
I'm good.
He's good. I forgot what I was talking about. And as a podcast host, that's like literally the worst thing that you can do is forget what you're talking about. That's why I was such a bad waiter.
That's why
I would always forget.
Shut up and let me get out before I forget what we were talking about. Because I was going to tell you. We were talking about my problems.
Oh, yeah, you do have problems.
God damn it.
You're coughing so goddamn much. I was just trailing off.
I was gonna say something. I was just gonna say something right after. I was gonna say my problems, and then I forgot what I was gonna say then too.
Well, you got so many of them. Just fucking pick one.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Shove this deodorant stick up your ass,
bro. Wait, I'm gonna make my fart smell good.
Okay.
I'm not wrong.
Man. Yeah, it happens. So, bro, what's on top for video games?
I don't know, but I want a bitch in a sundress.
Dude, we should stream.
I really don't want to go through the process of making a Twitch account.
I already have a Twitch account. Yeah. But right. I don't actually put videos and shit on there. But we could stream, man.
Yeah, let me make a. Can you hear me still?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me see if I can make a Twitch account real quick. Because if you're gonna be a podcast host, you have to be a streamer too. Yeah. So is this just It'll be our first official episode, you think? This should be our first episode. We had a few good laughs in here.
Yeah, I suppose that works, man.
Or gives people a good general vibe of how fucking weird we are.
Yeah, and pretty much just like introduce us and like how our conversations pretty much end up, you know.
And our audio doesn't sound horrible. Like what? Oh fuck! I just choked on a hiccup. I heard it on Soundcore, whatever the fuck app we were using last time, it sounded like shit. But audio sounds a lot better on here now.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. This one's other than the fact that I was coughing up a lung half the fucking podcast. So
true.
It was
here, I mean, I'm gonna use this one. Username. I'm gonna put. Damn it.
Dude, just put your name that you want people to see you as, you know? Like, if you become a YouTuber, man, boom. That's going to be your YouTube name. That's how people are going to see you. You have to choose it wisely. This man chose a fucking randomly generated Xbox name. Mine sounds that way, but it's not, okay? I specifically chose it that way. Don't fucking say otherwise. I swear to God, people fucking joke about my goddamn Xbox name. I swear to God, man. She was like, oh, that was a bot name. Fuck you know about bot name. I'm just rambling to myself now. Me and my thoughts left all alone. Being recorded. Connor's gone. You know, I put a petition to get this podcast called The Skywalking Zombie Man. And I think that's the best name for a podcast. But Shit for Brains over here, I don't think it's a good name, so. It wasn't elected. I know you're listening. He's listening. This is getting really weird. Yeah, these are just the things I think about by myself. Absolutely fucking nothing. Well, I guess since this is more or less an episode about getting to know us as people, I'll tell you a little bit about myself, what I want to do.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's up, man? Now he's back.
I've been trying to do this Twitch shit.
Yeah, man. I was just about to get into talking about what I want to do, man, my future goals and shit.
Do your thing.
Right on, man. I was just I want to pursue painting. I want to get really good at it. Make some awesome shit. Make it feel easy because it feels hard as fuck for me, but a lot of people say it looks good. I want to learn how to do animation. I want to make my own TV show. I want to have my own characters.
What the?
Backstories. Homie over here is going to try to voice one, maybe. Dude, I have somebody else who told me they want to voice a character too, bro.
You kind of slid in there, voice acting. So I might as well kind of introduce what I'm doing.
Yeah, man.
If that's cool.
Yeah, man.
I'm a college student. I'm a broke ass college student. Trying to get a fucking job at Amazon, and my major is theater. I tried fucking the workforce out in South Dakota. I tried the military and shit. Just wanted to follow my dreams, man. So went to be a theater major, and I want to sing. So can't exactly just go around singing the Star Spangled Banner everywhere. So wanted to pursue my passion and go to school and study what I wanted to do. And plus, theater is literally such a fucking easy major, bro. It's literally the easiest major. It's literally right there next to general studies. I only say that because I love theater. It's a passion of mine. I've been doing it my whole life, so of course it's going to be a little easier for me than say somebody who's never done it before. But it's less. I'm not going to say easier.
For me,
because that kind of insinuates that I feel like I'm better than other people, or that I'm better than that, because I don't view myself as that, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm going to say is that somebody who does not have as much experience as me would find it more challenging. That's the way I would say it instead of that. But that's basically my thing, man. I'm fucking, because a lot of my personality reflects of theater and who I am and shit, and like the way I act and like my comedy side of me. So that's me.
Yeah, man.
Can you kind of take it away? Can you take it away for a sec while I finish this shit?
Dude, for sure, man. Everybody's got their dreams, bro. That's it, man. You just gotta. You gotta really want what you want. Like, you have to really want it to get it. Like, I want to really I really want to make this show. I really want to create a cartoon show of superheroes that I've created. I've created all four superheroes so far, or three superheroes and a supervillain. Created them all. Gave them all backstories, gave them all a little bit of something. And I just got to make a story out of it. And it's going to be fun. And I really do want to do something with myself. Like everybody ever, I really want to do something with myself before I leave this earth. Everybody's going to want to have that dream. I'm not telling anybody has to have a dream, but everybody's got to have one. Always follow them. You ever want to do something? Do it. I always wanted to make this show since, like, middle school, high school. I was like, wow, I really want to make this show. I'm really trying to develop the story.
Oh, I'm back.
You want to, Connor? You really want to like help me like develop the story? You want to be like a kind of like
a developer, a producer, co-writer? Yeah. Yes, bro. Cause I got some imagination too. I can do that shit, bro. Think I can't? I can do that shit.
I want to get this shit off the ground pretty soon, man. I mean,
Nathan. You gotta start going to school. Then you start talking about you need to go to school next year. Like, man, you should enroll yourself fucking this spring, man.
Dude, I'm gonna go to school and I'm gonna learn that shit when I'm ready.
Alright, whatever you say.
I'm just saying,
the sooner the better, man.
I understand.
So I mean, I don't want you too long and be like, fuck, man, this is some bullshit. This is crazy. Cause I'm only taking three classes and I'm fucking already started to get overwhelmed. I finally got caught up though, so I'm good now. But yeah,
hell yeah.
But it's fun though, cause there's fucking so many beautiful women.
This guy.
So many beautiful women.
I give you a little code name. We gotta have little code names, you know.
How about we just call each other by our fucking gamer tags?
Skywalker Zombie Man.
Yeah. Zombie Man. Oh yeah, fucking you. Do you need to like add me on Twitch or something? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
All right.
We follow each other.
Here. Here, I'll send you my.
All right, I think it's just about time to wrap this podcast up so we can get on the game.
I think, oops. Can you hear me still?
My stream is streaming.
I think you're correct. I think this was a successful first stream. Although we're a little bit tired, not as energetic as we usually are, but still we're able to get the groundwork and the basis of our podcast down. So
yeah,
so we definitely would appreciate anybody who does happen to come in and take a listen, and come in anytime again whenever we are, or listen in on our very many episodes that we will soon be having. You think we're gonna get another one down tomorrow?
Never know, man.
Never know. Probably gotta try at least every other night. Try to get this thing off the ground, but
yes, sir.
Well, we'll see how it goes. Fucking. But all right. What's our outro gonna be?
Well, guess we'll see you tomorrow.
But we don't see you tomorrow though. How about I got one. How about, well, that'll do, pig.
Got that right, mate.
I don't know, at least for our first one. But, all right, anyway, thank you for listening, and that'll do, pig.
Got that right.